You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Erin. I'm part of the TikTok team and I make TikToks and little bits here and there.
Hello, I'm Luke. Aside from the podcast, I'm also on the TikTok / social media team.
And I am Andy, and I'm also on the TikTok and social media team making incredible content, as I have been for several years now.
We sound like we're just carbon copies of each other, but we promise we are not. And today's podcast is going to be focusing on kind of how to make the most of your Easter break. So just kind of, obviously Easter is two golden weeks that you have only a couple of months out from the exams. And it's kind of the last chunk of time off you'll have that isn't kind of in class. I know that a lot of people still have parts of the curriculum and stuff to get through after Easter. But for the most part, I think it's you're in a much better position to study during Easter than you are at Christmas, because you'll have a lot more covered. Mm-hmm. And you'll also have kind of sat the mocks and kind of know where you fall down on. So I suppose that's kind of the first thing I want to touch on is kind of what should you do with your mock results and your mock exams back over the Easter? That's kind of a different study tool that you didn't have for Christmas.
I would say that if I had my mocks back at this stage, which you probably should have had back for quite a while now, I'm sure you should have gone through that mock basically and corrected it. But then at this stage now in Easter, what I would be doing is doing my mock again, or a version of a mock, as there are several like full papers online on StudyClicks, or a hall pass paper, something like that, where you sit down for 2 hours and just put yourself in exam conditions so that you're really ready for that kind of thing, and just go through it and see if you can improve upon your mock grade. And if you don't, well, don't cry. It's fine. But just see where you're at. And yeah, that's a great way of, you know, replicating exam conditions as it comes closer to that time.
Yeah, I think that like the mocks are like the key to, I don't know, I really feel like you can use them as a guide for your entire Easter if that's the only thing you do, to focus on where you went wrong in your mocks. So kind of pull out the specific topics. Maybe you hadn't, to be honest, maybe you didn't even have them covered by the time you were sitting your mocks, but pull out the specific topics and questions or parts of papers that you really struggled with in the mocks and focus on those, fix those, and then you'll have a really solid kind of footing for the couple of weeks or months leading up to your exam. Erin, when you were kind of, you did this most recently, so you were, this was last year, around this time last year for you, how did you kind of divide your time, or what kind of tips do you have for kind of I guess you have a lot of subjects to study in a short space of time, and it kind of can feel really tempting to just study everything all at once because you have 2 weeks off and no teachers telling you exactly what you should do. How did you divide your time for it?
Well, first of all, I think it's really important, like, because you would have probably come straight out of mocks into prepping for orals or practicals or whatever the case may be. So I think it is important, once you have a chance, to just kind of like take a break for yourself for a little while and just kind of give yourself some time, because it's a really, really hectic time, you know, whether you're in junior cert or leaving cert, like you have a lot going on in those few months prior to the Easter break. So definitely take some time for yourself. But in terms of actually dividing up your study, it's great to have those 2 weeks off, because obviously you've loads and loads of time to get different things covered. But I think it's really easy to get overwhelmed, especially because of how close it is to the real exams. It can be really easy to just kind of get caught up in, oh my god, I have so much left to do in every single subject, how am I going to possibly get through all this? So I think it's great to just break all of that down as much as you can and kind of try and find ways to make it more digestible for yourself. So I think it can be really helpful to use a study plan to kind of try and break down and allocate different things to each day to be covered, and so that you don't get yourself really overwhelmed about covering absolutely everything. So like one day you might say, I'm going to study maths for an hour, even if going through your mock paper or something, like working on a question that you might have found difficult, like it can be as specific as that, just things that are like actually going to benefit you. And I think it's a good time to really learn like from the mistakes you may have made in the mocks. So yeah, I think definitely planning your study and, you know, organizing it, because it can be really easy. Like, it's hard. I found it really hard for me anyway to just like wake up and be like, right, what am I going to do now? I kind of had to have it planned in advance. And that, like, that's kind of a motivator as well, nearly. Like, if you see all these like tasks for yourself that you want to get through throughout the day, and then like being able to take them off when you have them done, like, it's kind of satisfying and you know, feel like you're progressing more, I suppose. So I think, yeah, definitely just spreading it out and not like just... Because I remember, like, for a while, I used to just kind of make a list of, like, everything that I had to get through at the one time, and that was not great, because I'd look at it and be like, oh, no. it's but, endless. Yeah, I think, yeah, exactly. But, it becomes a lot easier to look at and to kind of process and work through if you do spread it out over the 2 weeks in a way that's more digestible.
Yeah, something I find really helpful when I'm making a study plan is that, like, I physically can't start a study plan the day I make it. So if I make a study plan, have all these big plans to study XYZ, I literally won't be able to start that evening. I will literally have to do it the next day. Like, I don't know. Are you the same, Erin, or is it kind of...
Yeah, no, I kind of would be. Like, I'll like spend loads of time putting together a study plan and organizing my week, but I'm like you have to give it a day to kind of linger and to process.
Exactly,
it's hard to just jump straight into it, I think. I don't know, maybe like the day you get off for Easter break or something, making a plan of like how you want it to go. Because I know even like for leave insert, the orals are generally like the weekend or like the few days kind of like the start of the Easter break. They were for me anyways. I'd say maybe just beforehand, just as something to kind of take your mind off maybe the stress of the orals, even like just do out a little plan so you have that ready to go in advance for like when you pick yourself back up then from the orals, just to kind of just have it ready to go. Because I know it is difficult to, you know, do out a whole timetable of a day and then like go straight into it, like, okay, I'm gonna do this, and this, like, it's not very realistic. So I'd say honestly just give yourself time, like plan in advance, and it would probably, I'd say, be easier to follow that way.
Yeah, I think that actually kind of goes hand in hand with what you were saying before about taking it kind of chill at first, like not getting too bogged down with everything. Kind of at the end of the day, you've probably just had a couple of intense weeks in school, so being chill with it. But if you kind of feel like, you know, I find sometimes it nearly stresses me out more to do nothing at all than it would just by relaxing. So I find that maybe even just making a study plan is kind of a good way of ticking a box of like doing something, getting something done. But I find, but what I didn't realize was that are the orals for everybody usually at the start of the Easter?
I think so. They were in my case anyway. Like, I know for me, it was like the weekend, like straight after, and then like maybe a couple of days into the week.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I think it's the first week anyway, usually.
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't really get too bogged down in doing like huge amounts of studies for other subjects. I think, I mean, in an ideal world, you could say like divide your time evenly between everything. But like at the end of the day, you're going to focus on the orals until they're done. And I think like,
of course,
you should be allowed to do that. You shouldn't feel guilty for kind of neglecting other things. We have spoken about it previously in another podcast about dividing the time of the oral, dividing your time evenly between the two orals that you'll have to do. But I think in terms of other subjects, get through the orals first, get out the other side of them, and then focus on looking at kind of where you went wrong in the weeks prior in your mocks, or things that you need to focus on that you're complete, either things that you covered very recently and you probably maybe don't understand fully, or things that you studied a long time ago and you've forgotten everything for, and to kind of focus on those two things. What do you guys like? I know both of you, obviously, both, we were saying you both done two orals. Did you find that you were completely burnt out after them? Is that something that people can experience over Easter, like being burnt out?
I think it's easy to get to that point because it's such an intense kind of few days. Like, you know, you're going from one exam straight into another. In most cases, I know a lot of people only do one language, but it's a lot of preparation because it's a big chunk of your grade, so obviously you're going to dedicate a lot of time to it. And I think, you know, having to deal with that, as well as like maybe if you were doing practicals in some subjects, as well as like, I don't know, like that, all of that coming pretty much straight from the mocks, it's hard not to get burnt out nearly. I think it's unrealistic to think that you can just keep going and keep going and like do hours and hours of study like the day after your orals. Like, I think honestly you do need, and it's 2 weeks that you have off, you know, you have loads and loads of time. And like the second you get back to school after the Easter break, you're either going to be doing like, you know, the final bits of the course that you need to cover, or just revision anyway. So I think you're, you know, it's more than allowed to take a few days even for yourself, just to kind of do things that you want to do yourself, or just even to chill and do nothing. Like, obviously, yeah, works, whatever works for you. Cause I know what you were saying about like feeling guilty nearly about just like sitting around doing nothing. But yeah, I think like having a few days where you don't really do that much study, or even just like light little bits. Like, I know, like, yeah, making the study plan could be one thing, or even something like organizing your notes, or doing like, I don't know, going through like flashcards or something, like the ones that we have on like the website or whatever, like those little quizzes, things like that, that are kind of like just like still studying or still beneficial, but they're not like actively using loads and loads of brain power. Like, you're not like tiring yourself out. I think those can be a good way to kind of get back into it without overwhelming yourself after kind of the stress of the orals and everything. So I think, yeah, definitely it's about easing yourself back into it, but don't like, don't completely overwhelm yourself either, because there's no point in that. Like, take time.
Yeah, I feel like as well, when you have a specific portion of time, so whether it be 2 weeks, okay, minus the orals, a week and a half, it can be very easy to kind of prioritize, or to find yourself leaning towards covering things that you kind of are already okay with. I find that myself whenever I have, like, say if I'm given 2 hours of study time, like, I'll always study some, I'll usually gravitate towards studying something that I kind of low-key already know, just to make myself feel better and make myself feel like I'm super productive, rather than getting bogged down in things I don't understand. And I feel like now more than ever is the kind of time of year to really just kind of trust that you know the stuff that you deep down are confident with, and instead focus on things that you're really not. Like, I know it is kind of painful, but you can literally only put them off for so long. And Easter, I think, is a great time to like stop putting them off and just tackling them head first. Obviously, they're going to still be maybe your weakest part of an exam. Maybe if you really just find that specific topic difficult, you might never find it as easy as you find other things. But I think Easter is a great time to kind of tackle some of the harder topics. Andy, when you were studying over, like, say Easter, or kind of any break coming up to the exams, I know you kind of have a bit of wiggle room before the exams as well. Like, there's maybe a week of time that you can study, and a lot of times some schools will have like allotted study time towards the end of the year for junior cycle and leave insert students. How did you go about prioritizing your workload that close to the exam?
I don't know. I think similar to what Aaron said, I think because you just finished your oral. So I think I took a few days off where it was like, you need to treat yourself and do something, like hang out with friends a little bit, do some of the more normal things in life, because also we're getting to like the last, I mean, I don't know how many more weeks there are after Easter, but is it like 4, 5, 3, something like that? At the end of May, before the leaves are. I'd say take a few days off after you've finished your oral, you know, treat yourself a little bit, hang out with friends, then slowly introduce yourself back to study, definitely. Yeah, go for the things that you're less confident in. And when you come back to school, you will actually have a lot of time in class and stuff like that. So I find that the things that I'm more confident in, like you were saying, Luke, or the stuff that you feel like you deep down, you could almost not touch for the next 4 weeks and you would still kind of be able to answer questions on them.
Yeah,
I would leave them a little bit, because you're actually going to have time in a lot of your classes where your courses are done, because something like maths might not be done, but other things will be. And you will be given time in class. Like, your teachers will go, okay, today you have 40 minutes to do whatever you want. Or they'll give you a test on, to give you more structured revision, but you actually have a lot more time than you think. And time that, because I remember when I was coming up to the end, I was kind of trying to allocate, okay, so where do I have my time? You know, I've only got so much time in a day, and, you know, if school is in the way, I can't study in school. But you kind of forget that everything in school at that time will be revision and study time. So I do the more hard and strenuous stuff maybe at home, because I find it can be harder to study sometimes in school because you've got friends and stuff around you. Some people actually prefer that as well. Yeah. So whatever works for you. But I'd find whatever is the stuff that's more complicated and challenging to you, do that in the time you find it easier to study. So yeah, maybe at home or maybe in school, and just try and find a nice balance, because you have to remember these are your last few weeks in school as well. And you really want to enjoy them, because in a few years you'll kind of wish, I think we all would, I'd love to go back to school for like 3 weeks or something like that. Even if it was the last 3 weeks of school. You know, it's only that short time of life where you get to go in and with your every day and see your friends every day and hang out with them. So everybody's going through the same thing as well. So yeah, try and just take it all in as well at the end, because, you know, it's your last few weeks of school and you need to enjoy that as well.
Yeah, I think as well, you touched on a great point there of kind of maybe focusing on some of the tougher stuff. That'd be something that I would have to do. I don't think I could really get to the nitty gritty of like the tough stuff. If I was like surrounded by my friends, I just want to talk all the time. But kind of figuring that out over Easter, like, yeah, what are you really struggling with? That also means that when you go back after Easter, you could approach your teachers and ask, okay, well, like, I need help with this specific topic. Like, help me through this.
Absolutely.
One. Do you have notes on this? You know what to go looking for. And it's a great opportunity, yeah, and one that, like, you kind of don't get very often, to kind of pause halfway, or not halfway, like, in the closer to the exams, just pause and think, okay, well, let me just like re-strategize, see what I really don't understand. And then when you go back, you know what to focus on, you know what you ask your teacher. You could have a list of questions prepared, or like a sample essay that you might want them to get a look at and to correct. And as well, I think that you said it as well, Andy, like, the weeks after Easter, I didn't even know, going back as far as junior cycle, like, the weeks after Easter are very different to any other weeks in school. The couple of weeks before, yeah, your leaving cert or junior cycle exams are like, there's a weird kind of, first of all, they're actually great crack, and everybody always says that. Like, I feel like, yeah, the kind of end of the year is always good crack, but also it's kind of a little bit less, because a lot of the exams, or a lot of the subjects, the curriculums are done, it's a little bit less structured. It's a little bit more, the class is like, okay, well, we don't understand this topic. What we, you know, can we discuss this? And a lot of people actually stop coming to school as well. That's something that happens. Like, I mean, we're obviously not encouraging that. And in fact, kind of the opposite for me. I honestly feel like you get more from going in for the couple hours and being able, in what ends up being smaller classroom settings, because a lot of people don't come in for the last 2 weeks of school, being able to have one-on-ones with your teachers. Like, you're essentially getting grinds with them. That's how I found, yeah, anyway. Like, coming up to my junior cycle, mm-hmm, even like, that's, you kind of got a little bit more of, you can kind of tailor your learning experience a little bit more to you in school after Easter. Because like I said, the curriculums are finished.
Leaving Cert Maths doesn't have to be a struggle. With over 500 step-by-step video lessons, exam-style questions, and expert marking advice, StudyClicks Boost makes higher and ordinary level maths manageable. Get guided support on algebra, calculus, probability, and more, all at a fraction of the cost of grinds. And right now, you can get €10 off with the code PODCAST10. Go to studyclicks.ie and start making maths easier today.
But I thought that was really interesting as well, Andy, when you touched on kind of enjoying the last couple of weeks. Aaron, was that something that you thought as well after Easter? Did you kind of come back with kind of a fresh mentality of like, okay, only a couple of weeks left, let's like enjoy this while also, you know, trying my best to pass the exams?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think you definitely have to try to find a balance between it, because it's a weird time, you know, there's a lot going on. Like, obviously it's your last term before the big exams. It's scary. There's a lot you have to get through, but it's also the last time that you're going to be in that place with those people, for Leaving Cert students anyways. And I think, yeah, like, it honestly is just so important that you do make the most of it and not kind of, I suppose, let yourself get lost in the fact that you have these exams to sit. This is like also a part of your life that's kind of, you know, coming to an end, and it's nice to appreciate that and to just make the most of the moments that you have left, either with your friends or, you know, just in that environment, because yeah, it's something you don't have long left with, which can be sad. I know a lot of people are like dying to get out of school and they're like, oh, I can't wait to leave. Yeah. But you do actually end up missing parts of it, and even if you say that you won't. And so I think definitely it's good to approach the last term with a kind of positive mindset. And, you know, I think, yeah, Easter is definitely a good time to just, I suppose, like, evaluate kind of how you feel yourself and to kind of, yeah, get into that mindset and just, obviously, while prioritizing study, you know, saying to yourself, okay, I'm going to make the most of these last few weeks. I'm going to make sure that I remember them and just, I don't know, have a good time. Because, yeah, like you said, it is usually good crack the last few weeks. Like, you know, have classes are a lot more chill. And, I don't know, teachers are a lot more kind of relaxed at that time of the year as well. Like, you know, like, it's a lot easier to just approach them about whatever. And they'll be there for you. Like, it's I think, positive mindset and just, yeah, get the most out of it that you possibly can.
I honestly think that we could probably do a podcast in and of itself about kind of enjoying your last couple of weeks. And it probably will be something we're going to look at doing, but like,
yeah,
in terms of Easter as well, I think kind of what we just discussed, you have time after Easter. It's not like you have Easter break and then straight into your exams. You still have time. So while it is like the last chunk of time off you'll get before the couple of weeks before your exams, or the week of your exams, it's still is it's a safe distance away from them. I always think of it like that. Like, you know, we're still only in mid-April by the time you're on your Easter break. Like, your exams aren't until June. You still have time to fix problems. It's not kind of, I know a lot of people put it, like, even to an extent, we are in this by putting a good bit of weight on Easter because, you know, there is a great opportunity to, you know, fix your mistakes and your mocks and focus on things that you need to focus on and come back to your teacher with lists of questions that you've found out. But also, that's an opportunity to do all those things pretty much still well in advance of your exams. You have time. Mm-hmm. So it is an element of, like, don't get completely, like, freaked out. Like, I know a lot of teachers are like, you know, like, once you're back from Easter, like, that's it pretty much. Like, I know, like, you know, it kind of, it really does make it sound like, well, once Easter's over, like, you're pretty much sitting the leaving cert. That's just not the case at all.
Mm-hmm. And also there's nothing else going on really at that time. Like, up until that point, you probably would have been preparing for, like, orals and stuff, and that would have taken up, like, most of your class time, or whatever the case may be. But when you come back, it's literally just prep for exams. Like, more than likely, yeah, you'll be just spending every class, like, going over different topics or things like that. So, like, even though you might think you have very little time once you get back, you nearly, like, that's, I would say the last term onwards is kind of when I did most of my study. Like, it's really those last few weeks that everything kind of comes together. And, like, when you're, like, your teachers will, like, fire through things, and it's honestly, yeah, I wouldn't let yourself, while it's obviously important to get a lot done over Easter, like, make the most that you can of the time that you do have, because it's very valuable time. Don't put, like, way too much emphasis on it to the point that you get way too kind of overwhelmed, and, like, it's not the last chance you have to kind of catch up with things. Like, you will have so, so much more time.
In terms of, like, the actual studying part of it, like, after you've done your planning and your relaxing and your orals, like, the actual studying, if you kind of want to get down to it, Andy, which do you think is kind of at that point, so that amount of weeks out and with some time and not having to go to school, do you think it kind of would be more important to focus on, like, note making, or kind of at that point sitting mock exams and sitting looking at exam papers and study clicks and, like, going through, making note of where you're wrong? Which do you think is kind of more beneficial at that point?
Well, I think a lot of your notes at that point should be made, and kind of a lot of it is quick fire. And the closer you get to Leaving Cert, I found the more I could, like, rattle things off. But, like, still you're taking time to study, but the more you're kind of firing through more content, because obviously you've got a lot now because it's basically all done. So the more you can get through. So I found things like flashcards or quizzes, like, that are on study clicks, all these kind of things are great ways. Quick things that you don't have to, like, put a huge amount of effort into, but you can still, your brain is working, like, just as much as it would making loads of notes. And I think a lot of Easter really is time management, because when you think about how much time you spend in school, like 9 to 4 or whatever for most schools, like, you've got the whole day over Easter. So if you even studied for, if you scheduled it to do 2-3 hours, you have so much time in the day to do whatever you want as well and relax. Like, you can really manage that. Like, it's the procrastinating and the stuff that gets in the way that makes you feel like you don't. But if you even woke up and said, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to study for 2 or 3 hours, you could be done for the rest of the day and do whatever you want for the rest of the day. You can still have such a great Easter while still being really productive. You really just have to kind of be on top of things. But yeah, quick fire stuff, I think, as you start to get into the wind down to Leaving Cert, is always the route I would go down, where you're still, just your brain's working hard, but it's not as, like, taxing, and you can get through loads of content.
Yeah, I think that's actually a great point, Andy, of, like, kind of being able to, because you don't have school, well, such and such in the way, like, the school day, you can kind of just wake up in the morning and maybe treat the day like you're at school. So do kind of whatever 40-minute lessons and break, and kind of treat it like a school day, so that when the day comes to the end, when the school day comes to an end, even though it's just you in your bedroom studying, you can kind of just park it there and, like, enjoy your evening. Whereas I feel like when you're in school, like, you spend all day doing stuff in school that maybe wouldn't be that high priority to you. It might just be, like, something that you have to cover on the curriculum. And then when you get home, that's when you have to focus on the stuff that you're struggling with, and focus on the studying and focusing on the exam papers. So I think that, like, over the Easter, you have an opportunity of having, like, a full school day worth of intense study, or, like, a worth of doing exam papers that you just won't get otherwise. If nothing else, because you're exhausted when you come home from school, like, you're never going to be able to spend 6 hours in the evening after school studying. And if you can, I mean, props to you, but, like, that sounds very intense, and probably, like, it would be better, you'd be better off kind of breaking it up and having breaks in between. And Easter break is, like, perfect for that. Is that something you did, Erin, when you were on Easter break, or were you kind of more of a sporadic studier? Like, would you, like, take the mornings off, do the evenings, or what did you kind of do?
I definitely tried to kind of stick to some sort of school day format, like as in I would kind of, I think I liked when I would get up early and like get things done early in the morning because I felt really productive then. And then I do like, I don't know, like 30-minute, 40-minute slots of each subject and then like have little breaks in between and just try and stick to that as much as possible. Now, I was quite bad for procrastinating, I'm not going to lie. So a lot of the time I would run behind. But like the main thing is, you know, yeah, just trying to schedule it out in that way. I think, yeah, definitely if you can get things done early in the morning and then have time to yourself to just chill in the evening or like do whatever you want, because just because you're sitting the leaving cert or whatever doesn't mean that you shouldn't be able to enjoy your break. Like you're absolutely entitled to enjoy yourself and to do things that bring you joy. So yeah, I think definitely in my experience anyway, I did try and kind of have the first part of the day to study and things like that, and then I just make plans later in the day or whatever.
There, you don't want to come back from Easter break, which is meant to be a break, even though you are meant to be studying. You don't want to come back feeling more burnt out than beforehand. Like that is like not at all the purpose of it. You kind of want to go back with a fresh mindset and kind of feel confident. And if that means being a bit more heavy on the break side than the study side, then so be it. If you think it might put you at ease to spend more time studying, then so be it. I really feel like there's no like cookie cutter way of having a great Easter break. Like we've discussed a couple of different ways there, some of them more kind of relaxation heavy, some of them more kind of focus on what's wrong, don't try and fix them, try and fix them once you're back and asking your teachers, or independent work. Like there is a lot of different ways of doing it. And I feel like we've all kind of experienced different ways. And obviously this isn't just for Easter, this is like for anything, like just before the exams, your weekends. It's all very kind of valuable for any kind of scenario where you have time to study. But sorry, Erin, I kind of cut over you there where you, I think you were...
I was just going to say, yeah, definitely. I feel like at this point in the year and over Easter as well, like that, yeah, doing kind of study methods that aren't super intense, but also I feel like it's a good time to kind of put your learning into practice. And like that with going over the mocks and stuff, like even just like doing exam paper questions or like full papers even, because like a mock exam is literally just like you can sit a mock exam technically whenever, and you know, like if you just like correct it yourself then, like because so many subjects, if you do the exam papers, like they're so repetitive, like the same things come up again and again and again. And like a lot of subjects as well, it's all well and good to learn the content and to be familiar with how it works, but it's not until you actually sit the questions and are faced with, you know, like especially in like maths and things like that, I would say the way a particular problem might be phrased might be very different to how you might have encountered it when you originally learned it in school or whatever. And so I think Easter is a good time to kind of, like you were saying earlier, you know, to focus on like different topics that you might find more challenging and just to kind of really tackle them, because, you know, you have the time to do so now. And I think it's a good time, rather than just like spending time, you know, actually learning stuff, put it into practice. And like that more than anything, like I wish that I started doing exam papers and things for maths a lot sooner, because that was really what made such a difference, because they become so repetitive in every subject really. So I think definitely just finding ways of like being more proactive with your learning, like putting it into practice. And yeah, I think that is something that I kind of prioritized over the Easter.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. I think the kind of one to drive home there would be practicing exam papers. I think Easter is a great time to get an opportunity to do that, because you actually have the time to sit full out exams, like timing and all. Like you said, you can sit a mock exam whenever, it's not just during the mocks. And Andy, I think you had said that a couple of podcasts ago about just doing a mock yourself, and like doing the timing and like, you know, being strict to yourself, putting your phone outside the room, sitting at your desk. And Easter is like a fantastic time to do that. You can literally do that in like 6 or 7 subjects just in the space of a couple of days and give yourself the time. I honestly think that is really helpful for anybody who kind of has no idea where to start when it comes to Easter. But as we've said, it kind of does depend on you. There are multiple different routes of going down. There's no one right way to do an Easter break. And don't get too bogged down. And also don't forget that, like we've said, you have time. The exams aren't straight after Easter. It's not too late to turn it around, and Easter is a great time to start turning it around. to have that like kind of couple of weeks to get it together a little bit and kind of focus on what you need to do going forward to get those grades that you're trying to get. But thank you so much, Aaron and Andy, for all that advice. I think a lot of it is super helpful. And best of luck to anyone who's studying currently over an Easter break listening to us. And if you want to upgrade any of the upgrades on StudyClicks, you can use podcast 10 to get €10 off. And we will see you with the next podcast. Bye.
Bye.